I'm so very happy today that I can introduce a dear friend of mine to you, Robert Reichel, and I'm going to ask him to come forward, and I'm going to have him to sit in this chair right here where he can just be comfortable. And Robert's going to share a little witness today. I've seen a lot of things happen in his life, and recently he said, William, I have a witness to give about some of the things God has recently done. So thank you so much, Robert. Please be seated and make yourself at home with us.
Good morning. Good morning. This morning I had the privilege to be part of the senior breakfast presentations of awards, so that's why I'm all dressed up. That was very scripted. This is not. Okay, so please bear with me. I've been wanting to share this story for some time now, but I'm glad I waited so I can tell you the full story, how God has been working in my life. Sometime after celebration service last year, maybe it was before celebration service, somebody came up to me and they said, your name came up for the ASP Adult Weekend in February 2012. So that was last year. I don't remember who it was, but they made a convincing enough argument that I said, okay, as long as my wife doesn't have anything going on that weekend. She didn't. So once I got signed up, there was one little bit of a challenge I had with this is, I get car sick, so I have to drive. So I contacted Dennis Hilton and let him know that I need to drive. And he said, that's not a problem. So when we met that Friday afternoon for the convoy to leave, he said, I've got someone to ride with you. And it was Lee Viersen. You guys know Lee through the service. And I had never known Lee. So we left, and we drove. For some reason, it was 6 hours up and 5 hours back. I'm not sure how that worked. But the whole time, we talked, we laughed, and laughed, and laughed. It was such a blessing. I got a chance to know him even more. We ended up, there were bunk beds, but he was in the bunk next to me, and he had a problem with his knee, and it was really cool how he felt comfortable enough to ask for help the whole weekend. Hey, I dropped this under the bed. Can you go and get it? Can you, I don't know. It was all sorts of stuff, and it was amazing because Lee, it felt like we'd been friends all our lives. It was beautiful. Then I get on my team, okay? And this is only a two-day thing, but we did a lot of work. And my team consisted of Rick Kibler, Jed Daniels, George Bucklatt, and Vic Powley. Now, if you guys have ever been on ASP with these guys, you know these are the hardworking, diligent guys. Probably between them, there's probably 30 to 40 years of just ASP experience. So even though I've done a lot of things in my life, I was certainly not the caliber of these gentlemen working on houses. And what was really awesome is they didn't make me feel that way, even though I'm afraid of heights too. So when we were working on the roof, I was the guy handing things up and taking the scraps and throw it in the pile. So this past January, so we fast forward almost a year now, Lee had passed away in June, it's almost a year now. I had the privilege to work on a house in Johnston County just for a day. Showed up, my friend Jeff Briggs, and I ended up working with this gentleman named Alan, coincidentally, you'll see why. And we ended up working inside the house, installing electrical and insulation. I had done that before, working with my dad and my uncle, and so that was not too much of a challenge for me. So we got in there, we did the electrical, and we start doing the insulation. And it's amazing how quickly you get to know the family. We were only there one day, but by lunchtime, I already started talking to the girls. And there was an older son who was about 22 years old. His name was Alan as well. And when it came time to start putting in insulation, he said, can I help? And I said, absolutely. And he was a bright kid. He really knew what he was doing, but the blessing came when he put insulation up and down this wall. And he turned to me and he said, "How is that?" Again, I'm not an expert at this stuff. I looked at it, I said, "Man, that's great. Better than I would have done." And so I wanted to just share this story because these blessings come about not because I seek them. He just puts them out there for me. And I got to say that getting to know Lee is huge. And working with those other guys were great. So thanks for letting me share that with you.